thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Always open to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because exactly, especially if it's only audio, all you got is the audio. So you want it to be over, you want it to be larger than life, bigger than big. Like for a lot of these voices, I have to be standing up and moving my arms and my limbs and stuff. Some I can do sitting down, but some you gotta be it, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's power through some of these messages here.
Of course.
Pyro's Blazegate, we do not talk like that in California. We totally don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't talk like that. Oh my god, well maybe not where you come from, but where I come from, we totally talk like that. So I don't know what you're talking about. Where I come from, we totally talk like that. So I don't know what you're talking about. You're not even from California, but stereotype it. As I said, people from Texas don't usually sound like they have, like, their sister's arm stuck up their butt, but some of them do. Who knows?
That's absolutely right.
Some of them do. Because I have met Texans who don't sound like this. You know, they're not cowboys, and they just talk normally, you know, like maybe you do. So not every Californian is a stereotype. That's why I say over-stereotype, you know. But I know that you're joking when you're saying, oh, we don't sound like that, because some of them do. That's exactly where the stereotype comes from, so.
Totally, and I'm from Northern California, so there's less of a dude kind of thing. But I was literally on a plane, and these two like valley girls were in front of me on the plane, and they were that. Oh my god, totally! Oh my god!
Oh my god! Yeah.
For fucking an hour, it was the longest flight from LA to San Francisco ever. Like, oh my god, let me off.
I would have pretended to be one of them, and just like, oh my god, do you come from the same place that I come from? No, but we should totally be friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should totally be besties. You ladies are slaying me right now. Oh my god.
Yes, exactly. Next question. Yes, come in.
Yeah, he does the best chewing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, cookies. Hey, yo, what up, what up, what up, what's poppin'?
My prostate. Next message.
Na-na-na-na-na-na, Black Superman.
Pyro's Blazegate. I didn't know your actual accent was Scottish. I can't even tell. You're so good at your accents. I had a little bit of experience because Braveheart was my favorite movie, and my best friend growing up was a Sinclair. We used to go to the local Scottish fair, and we had border collies. So I had a lot of fun with Scottish accents.
Yeah, my actual accent is Scottish. I come from a place called, East Ayr, a small town called Darvel, in the Irvine Valley in East Ayrshire, in Strathclyde. And I call it the heart of Scotland, but that's my actual voice. Because sometimes I go on a call on Discord, you know, which is a kind of sort of community-based thing, and I just do a voice like for no reason, you know, because it takes me out of me. It makes me not have to be me, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people that do voices don't want to be them. They want to be somebody else. So they go, "Hello there, dearie," and it's just like, "Pyro, is that you?" No, it's totally not. You know, it's one of these other 53 million personalities that live in my brain all the time, and I talk like that for the whole thing, you know. Exactly.
It takes
you out of you. It allows you not to be you for a little while. Because what's more boring than you being you? I mean, this could be a voice, but it's not. This is my actual voice. So.
And bless your peaky little head, me love, because I couldn't have said it any better. Sometimes it's like you just want to get out of your own head. You want to amuse yourself. You want to be somebody else.
You want to amuse a bush. And when you amuse a bush, you have to creep up silently on the bush and go, and the bush is amused. Amused, I tell you, amused.
That's right. And that's how it happens, folks.
I smell people at the door.
I smell them.
Hello.
Here I come to save the day. Black Superman is on his way.
Oh no, I love the Jim Carrey. Here she comes to wreck the day. I used to actually say that like when my mum used to come down the stairs, like when I lived with my parents. It's just like, here he comes to wreck the day. You know, it was funny, you know.
Oh my god, that is so good.
It is, definitely. I smell more nuisances at the door.
I smell or the flesh at the door.
Smith's flesh.
See, what we do here is we take the taxes from the top, hit the cream at the top, go towards the rest of the pie. Now, we want the rest of the entrepreneurs and the rest of the businessmen, the upcoming young people, to really buckle down and so we can make the whipped cream more tasty and equal for everybody.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Bush. It's all about the cream. I mean, it don't really matter where the cream comes from. You see, I try to make my own. I try to make use of everything that we make in the bedroom personally. But I don't want to get off topic. You know, we could talk about Hillary's pancake titties all day long, but I don't want to get distracted. So I appreciate your comment very much, Mr. Bush. It's been a long time, and boy, for anybody that doesn't know, Mr. Bush gets the best of the cocaine, I tell you what.
Power Bluescope, you have an opinion about Heath Ledger? You can't have an opinion anymore.
Well, Elmo. That was Elmo. Elmo! Dear God, man, I thought we were buddies. I thought we were friends. But now I see the little fuzzy red devil. I need to put you in the fireplace once again.
Into the fire with you.
And another thing, when you were talking about baby Chewbacca, you sounded like you were speaking Mandarin Chinese.
Into the fire, I'm falling into the fire.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn. The house is on fire.
Oh, I'm here, and I want to talk to you, and I want to tell you the voices that I know, because I used to work with them, and I know all the voices that we can sing!
My goodness.
This is one of my good friends, Rebecca. Hello there, Rebecca, sweetheart. I'm not sure who you were trying to do there, honey pie, but, it sounds as if it was a cross between Mickey and Minnie, maybe just a Min Mouse. I'm not entirely sure, Rebecca. But, exactly. I hear what you're saying, doing all the voices, even though you're just doing one there. I get that. I really, really do. But maybe that's your go-to voice. No, and that's great. That's fantastic. But, Rebecca, I love you. I really do.
That was fantastic. Thank you. Much love to everybody. If you're not already, drop a follow on Pizza Blaze Gate. Drop a follow on
pizza!
Myself.
My name is Pizza.
Pyro.
And maybe.
Oh my God.
I may be fiery, darling, but my name is not Pizza. Pizza.
How Freudian was that? I was thinking about Bill Clinton and I said Pizzagate.
Oh my God.
I totally just did that. That was totally me just brain farting. That's hilarious.
Hi, my name is Adam with Secure One Capital, NMLS 1420950678910. Mr. John Pierre, I just wanted to reach out to you. You contacted us regarding a possible refinance. And we need W-2. So, okay, so I take my French patisserie. We have filed a tax every single year, and we want to do a cash out and refinance. And okay, I'm going to stop you right there, Jean-Claude Pierre. What is your credit score? I don't know. I
I believe it is a 645, my credit. next person.
Yeah, Pyro Blazegate. I've literally asked like three Australians on this app, on Stereo, how many letters are in the word no? Because it sounds like there's an L in there. But you're right. It's like no, no. And then when I brought it up, it's like they switched. They got conscious of it, or self-conscious, and they stopped saying it, and they went to just saying no. It was funny.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've actually talked to a good friend of mine from Australia, and he said there's actually like three or four Ys in there, too. It's like N-O-A-Y-Y-Y-L-E-R. No. No.
Yeah.
No. So I hear you calling. It basically sounds like there's like so much in there. But it's just when they up their accent as well. I mean, any Australians know that they up their accent. And I love doing an Aussie accent. It took me so long to do an Aussie accent. And see if you can't get an accent. Find a character. Not that you can do, but find someone that does that accent and listen to them. So the way that I did an Aussie accent is Final Fantasy 13, there was a character called Fang. And I used to do everything that she did slowly, do it slowly, so that you can over-enunciate every little bit. And it was just like, she would say something like, shoot me for your son, you know, and it would be, shoot me for your son, you know, and it would be like very, very slow, and the accent wouldn't really be there at the beginning, but I wanted to be able to do it. And now I can just sometimes like do it right off the bat, you know. And sometimes when I go to an East or a West London accent, it just goes slightly into Australian, so sometimes I can't even help it now. But that was like through like 3 or 4 years of like doing that consistently, because I wanted to be able to do it. So sometimes if you're trying a voice and you can't get it, do it slower. Look at people that can do it. Like if you want to do like a Gilbert Gottfried voice, Iago. You know, Gilbert Gottfried was Iago in Disney's original Aladdin, before Will Smith kind of had his mark on it. Which I feel, don't get me started on Will Smith as a genie, please don't. the only person that could have done that just as well as Robin Williams was Jim Carrey. If Jim Carrey had went in and done the genie, he's the only person with the amount of energy and the still form satire. It's not being racist. I love Will Smith in other films. I Am Legend, I Robot, Independence Day, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and various other things. And he's a very attractive man as well for his age, you know. Similar to someone like Mark Wahlberg, who's like 50, but have you seen his body? That guy's so attractive. And as a gay man myself, I feel like going, Daddy, stop! You know, like you were doing earlier. But for that role, I mean, he was funny in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but Will Smith isn't really known for being funny. He's known for being charming, but not really that funny, you know. So, again, if you're wanting to do a voice, do something slowly and ease into it, or find a character that you can maybe epitomize, and then do it from there. Do it slowly,
and then
build on it, and then do a tangent, you know, and figure out your own little isms that you can do. But maybe take things from someone, you know, and then just kind of build on that. But don't clone them, if you know what I mean. So that's the way I would do it.
Totally. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm gonna have to go in about 10 minutes or something.
That's cool. That's good.
This has been freaking awesome. So much fun. We got to do this again. But let's power through these messages, because I don't want to leave any messages hanging. I want to hear what the people got to say. But, oh, my God, so fun. The people. We got to bring it. Throw it back to the people.
Throw it back to the people. They throw it back to us. Here we go.
It's a cycle.
I went round to East London to do a deal. Fucking hell. Gangster by the name of Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle toes.
Hey, he's a fabulous dancer, but don't get too close.
Don't get too close. He'll kick you.
Or
like a kangaroo.
Or tinkle toes. Tinkle toes. He's just got no bladder control. Oh my God. Tinkle toes.
Now there's this person pushing in front of the door. Let him in.
Let him in.
Yeah, has, like, totally, you know, so many of the British accent, like, now, you know, like, totally, there's quite a lot of that going on, too, I find, you know, in Surrey and places, you know. It's quite, like, strange, really. It's like, you know, they've got those sort of same words that will be used in other places, like, actually, like, in America, things, you know. Let's say, like, totally, yeah.
Yes.
But it sounds totally different. Yes. Strange, huh?
It's very, yes, like a totally different accent. So sometimes they don't even know what they're saying, and they go, well, yes, yes, totally, yes, yeah, I totally hear what you're saying, you know.
Absolutely correct.
There's someone else coming at the door. Come on in, man. Come on in.
Yes. No more messages, please, people. We've got to go, but we are going to run through the messages.
Oh, my God, dear. With you telling me, like, I need to be CEO is quite difficult, because I'm trying to be quiet at the same time. It's not very easy for me, because I'm currently, not wanting to wake everybody up.
He sounds like an Englishman cat burglar, doesn't he?
This is my Welsh accent.
He's Welsh.
Yeah, obviously, he's Welsh. Probably far too quiet as well.
Now, I do love a lovely Welsh accent, and when me and my mother were trying to do a Welsh accent, we watched an old Fairy Liquid advert, and when the daughter was saying, "Oh, Mum, I'm going to make a motorbike," and the mum says, "Oh, yes, dear, that'll be exciting," you know, and every time I see a Welsh person, I say, "Do they have a fairy bottle?" So me and my mother say, "Do they have a fairy bottle?" "Yes, they're from Wales. They're from the valleys, and they're best friends with Tom Jones." So, anyway.
Tom Jones.
Sing a song of Yorkshire, from the Humber to the Tees, of horses, woolen terriers, of pudding and a cheese. I know no other county, where the land is quite so fine. England's lovely county, and I'm proud to call it mine. Where shining purple leather stretches far across the moor, and the larpin's cry above me take the place of traffic's roar. And peace cove drifting gently, there's no place I'd rather be than this land of hills and valleys from the Pennines to the sea. So when I'm done me roaming, and me step goes slow, when heart of mind assures me that time has come to go, now let me rest in Yorkshire, for it's time that I do lie, neath the sun and wind and ever, and the gleaming Yorkshire sky.
Lovely.
I want to cry now, Rebecca.
Now, Bex, quick question. Bex, do you want to jump on with Pyro when I leave in 10 minutes?
I'm going to have to go as well, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I have to go as well.
This has been a blast.
Get some food.
This has been
so much fun. Any more messages?
We've got a load more. Yeah, no more new messages, please, folks. We both have to go, but much love. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for all the positivity everybody shared. Next person.
I don't really understand if you're like, is this not what it's like at all in Britain? Well, I think it's like that. Don't you lie. Not many people know the Queen. She lives in a big house and around. She don't come anywhere near our place.
that's a Birmingham accent, Brummy.
Was it?
They sound like they don't even have a brain, you know. And it almost sounds Australian, but it's very English at the same time. It's great. Oh, I'm from Birmingham, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
Next message, like please.
Like he's eating three Valium or something, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Et ça va bien, merci.
Weird two bags of grass. 75 pellets of mescaline. 5 sheets of high-powered bladder acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multi-colored uppers, downers, streamers, and laughers. Also, a quarter tequila, and a quarter rum, and a case of Budweiser, a pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all of that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to take it as far as you can. The only thing that really bothered me was the ether. There's nothing more helpless and irresponsible and depraved than the man in the depths of an ether bench. And I knew we'd get into that rotten stuff pretty soon, man.
I love that. The drugs started to kick in somewhere around Barstow.
I've got a question for you. It's a bit sensitive, you know what I mean? It's hard, like, if I can do the South African accent, that's fine. I can do the South African accent, and it's like, nobody has bets no left. But if I were to do this sort of voice, and I was to change it, and it suddenly would become much more like this, and if I were to do my Indian accent, then some people would be offended. I do not
know. Oh, that is very good.
But it does seem to be. It is immediately offensive. I am sorry. Very, very sorry.
All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.